Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, we left off in the middle of Perek Kaftet. תן לי רק לראות איזה עמוד בספר כאן. In Perek Kaftet of Shaar Dalet. In Perek Kaftet of Shaar Dalet, we are up to the words וכמו שאמרו רזל. הנה. וכמו שאמרו. In page Resh Mem Dalet, if you're holding the Sefer, page Resh Mem Dalet, the seventh line. וכמו שאמרו רזל, the Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Dav Gimel Amud Bet, Mai Dichtiv, what's the meaning in the Pasuk in Chavakuk Perek Alev? Vata'aseh Adam Kidge Hayam. Human beings are compared to the Ge Hayam. Also Parashat HaShavua, Vidgu Larov, we learned the Gemara also today. Vata'aseh Adam Kidge Hayam. Lama Nimshelu B'nei Adam Lidge Hayam? Why is it that B'nei Adam are compared to fish in the ocean? It's a comparison that we find in the Psukim more than once, and here we have it in Chavakuk. Lomar lecha, madagim shebayam kevan sheporshim min hamayim miyad metim, kach b'nei Adam kevan sheporshim min haTorah miyad metim. Just like fish, the moment they are removed, detached from the water, they are detached from their source of life, and they die. So too, people, our water, our life is the Torah. Chas v'shalom, like Rabbi Tarfon told Rabbi Akiva, ha'poresh mimcha ke'poresh min ha'chaim. The one who separates from the Torah is separating from life, lo alenu. Kach b'nei Adam kevan she'poreshim min ha'chaim. That's why we're compared to dagim. You can say that maybe compared to what the Gemara that we learned today in the Gemara, based on the Parashat HaShavua, v'idgu larov bekerev ha'aretz, that Bnei Yosef were blessed, that Ayin Hara is not sholet on them because they are mechusim from the eyes of people because they're in the water, right? Ule Ayin v'idgu larov, like the dagim that are mechusim in the water. So if a person is mechuse in the waters of Torah, if a person takes refuge constantly in the words of the Torah, that's where he's swimming all the time, together with the Da'ato Shefara, together with the Midah of Anava, no Ayin Hara can be sholet on him, and only Chaim, he's in the Makor HaChaim, is together in the source of life. That's the comparison to Anashim, to Dgei Hayam. Ubiraya mehem nasov Parashat Shemini. And in the Zohar HaKadosh of Parashat Shemini, it says, Manu neyama chiyutan b'maya. Just like the fish of the ocean, their life is in the water. Uf talmidei chachamim mare matnitin chiyutai hu beoraita. So too, talmidei chachamim, those who learn, their life is in the Torah. Ve'i itparshu mina miyad metim. If they separate from the Torah, they are separated from their source of life. Now, if you remember last time, in the beginning of this perek, of Perek Kaftet, the Nefesh HaChaim explained the difference between the She'ar HaMitzvot and the Torah. Every mitzvah has a correspondent limb of our body, right? There's a mitzvah for each part of our body that gives chiyut to each part. But when it comes to Torah, what does the pasuk say? Ulechol besaron marpe. The Torah gives refuah, it gives chayim to all our body, no matter what. So remember that which we said is going to say based on this now. Vezeu she'amru razal, im roe adam she'isurim ba'im alav yifashpesh b'ma'asav. Pishpesh ve'lo matza, yitle bevitul Torah. The Gemara, famous bracha, Gemara in Masechet Brachot, and Daf Hei Amud Aleph, if a person sees that Yisurim is coming upon him, he should be mefashpesh b'ma'asav. He should look into his deeds. Maybe I did something, and this is the reason why the Yisurim came. Pishpesh velo matza. Always amazing that the Gemara is holding by such a level to say such a thing. We would never dream of saying that. Would we dream of saying, no. And let's say you find yourself perfect. Would we even, we wouldn't say it. The Gemara is holding there. The Gemara is holding by such a level. Pishpesh velo matza. Let's say you mefashpesh, akavana ve'emet mefashpesh, last time you looked and okay, v'kacha mibachut. Pishpesh velo matza, you don't find anything wrong with you, honestly. So the Gemara says, no, but you yitle bevitul Torah. You say the Yisurim came because of bitul Torah. So the Nefesh HaChaim asks the famous question, v'lichaora yipale, kivan sheyesh biyado avon bitul Torah, chas v'shalom, halo en lecha matza yoter mize. How do we understand this Gemara? Pishpesh velo matza. If he checked and he didn't find, So you know what? Yitle bitul Torah. Oh, bitul Torah as a matzah. So you found. What do you mean lo matzah? How do you say lo matzah? And then on the other hand, you say bitul Torah. Ve'chamar ve'lo matzah. Omnam says the Nefesh HaChaim kvar nizhar Rashi mize. Rashi in his pirush was aware of this question. B'ma shepireh sham. And look how Rashi explained in few words. Rashi says shelo matzah avon sheyihyu reuyim ha'yisurim halalu lavo alav. See, we learned pishpesh velo matzah, if he checked and he found no averot. That's not what it means. Rashi says you didn't find a sin that would make sense to be the reason for such yisurim. How do we know? Is a good question. Definitely, you know, a person. It's expected, first of all, from a person to be able at least to understand, you know, and to think deeply into a type of yisurim. Oh, I remember Rav Avigdor Miller, Alav Shalom, used to always say, you're going into a very big topic, obviously, right? There's all kinds of yisurim. But you know what? Sometimes, I'll tell you this. I was just about to tell you, Rav Miller used to always say, let's say you go to the dentist, and you're sitting on the chair, the dentist chair, and the dentist tells you, open wide. Open. So you have to think, oh, maybe I opened my mouth too wide. Maybe I talk too much. Maybe I said what I shouldn't say. So now when people hear this, they sometimes ask, but maybe that's not the reason. How do you know that's the reason? You know, it looks nice. But the answer is, Abotai, there's a lot to talk about in this. Even if, let's say, a person associates a certain yisurim that he got with a certain avera that he did, and it's not necessarily exactly the reason why he got that yisurim. But you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought that yisurim because he knew you will think of that avera, and mimela, it came because of that avera. So even though, let's say, you could have thought of something else, aval, this is what you thought of, you got chizuk, to be mitchazek, to become better in that avera, to do tshuva in that area, iglai milta lemafreya, that's the reason why the yisurim came. It's a little bit difficult to understand, because where is the bechira there? But it's the same question as the old question, if Hashem knows, and the yediyah bechira, which obviously we won't get into right now. But know that that's the truth. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig the world. He gives us yisurim, and the yisurim is a hint. Ba'avonotenu Rabbi, most of the time, what happens? We don't even think. Yisurim happens, and we just, kaparat avonot. We say, lefachot ze, at least we have this minhag, we say kaparat avonot. But if a person says kaparat avonot, and he stops for a moment, bo'ena, rak shnia, ulay asi, bo'ena, chshov, ma asiti. And he thinks of something that he did. It's useful. The Yisurim fulfilled their purpose.
So that's what he's gonna
develop now. He's gonna say Rashi explained the Gemara, velo matzai, and he doesn't find that what avera did I do that is a mida keneged mida that makes sense for this Yisurim. He cannot think of one. He doesn't have any idea what did I do. So that's what he's going to say. Now we understand the Gemara. Vehu ki midato yitbarach, because the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals in this world, shepo'al adam yeshale mida keneged mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays what a person does measure per measure. Which means, she'oto ha'ever shekilkel upagam bechet'o, that ever, let's say like we said before, open wide, with the mouth, with that ever that he was mekalkel and he was pogem and he defected with his chet, aloto ever atzmo mevi alav yisurim. On that ever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, open wide. V'tachlit kavanato yitbarach baze. And what's the tachlit, what's the purpose? Kede shemitoch ha'yisurim yavin ha'adam v'yeda aleze chet ba'u. The reason of mida keneged mida is in order to give a person an idea, what do I have to work on? Oh, you're giving me a remez min ha'shamayim, what I have to work on. It's true, there are all categories of yisurim. There's yisurim shel ahava, but a person knows himself, yodea tzadik nefesh be'emto, that, you know, before I get to the level of Yisurim Shel Ahava, maybe there's something that I have to correct over here that the Yisurim came for. And there is always sprinklings of Ahava in each and every Yisurim, but there's also Itutim, there's also messages in the Yisurim itself. Oh, you remember that? You remember this? You remember? And if a person is aware, if a person thinks, most of the time he'll be able to come up with something. זהו שאמרו, that's what it means, שאם רואה אדם שאיסורים באים עליו, יפשפש במעשיו ויבין דרכו, מתוך האיסורים, a person is able from the איסורים to understand what he did. ואם פשפש ולא מצא בידו אבון אשר חטא באותו עבר ובאותו אופן, but if he was מפשפש ולא מצא, he didn't find the עבירה that he did with that particular עבר that he's suffering from, שיהיו ראויים האיסורים הללו דווקא לבוא עליו, מידה כנגד מידה, that's why יתלה בביטול תורה. Now you have to know why, because what did we say before? Ulechol besaro marpe. The Torah is corresponding to all the parts of the body. So if you're stuck, you don't have a specific avera, know that by default, it is the avera of ki be'avon bitul Torah lo shayach mida keneged mida. Ki bitulach has v'shalom unogea lechol gufo. Because bitul Torah has to do with all the essence of the person, all the body of the person. Eze makom ve'eze ever sheyeh kanal, as we said before. V'ta'amo shel davar, and the reason, we'll just finish the perek. V'ta'amo shel davar, u'kmo shekatavti lel b'shar alef perek vav. The reason for all this is shemekor shorsham ha'elyon shel ha'mitzvot, because the source of each and every mitzvah, like we say letaken et shorsha b'makom elyon, when we say l'shem yichud, the source for every mitzvah tluyot u'kshurot besod ha'shiur koma u'pirkei ha'merkava sod ha'adam ha'elyon kevyachol, shekol mitzvah pratit shorsha ha'elyon kashur v'ne'echaz be'olam v'koach echad mishiur koma. Each and every mitzvah is connected to a higher world. There is a world all the way up in the Olamot Ha'elyonim that is the makor for that particular mitzvah that a person is doing, and also avera. V'chen ze kol ha'adam, shu gam ken metukan u'msudar, and the human being, each and every limb of his body corresponds, the heart corresponds to a heart in the Olamot Ha'elyonim. The Evarim, look in Patach Eliyahu, and you see, and that's only in general, but at least it's an idea, how the body is corresponding to the Sfirot Ha'elyonot, and to the Midot Ha'elyonot, b'chol Evarav v'gidav u'prakav, v'chol piyoter kochotam, b'tavnit demut ha'merkava v'shiur koma, ulezot, therefore, kol mitzvah mechuvenet, neged ever ogid echad prati sheba adam, omnam ha'torah kedoshah, however, hi kolelet ha'olamot kulam. As all the olamot, ha'elyonim, is in connected to the Torah. Lachen ishkula neged kol ha'mitzvot, ve'lachen igamken lechol besaro marpe. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha omer, ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach urba lahem Torah mitzvot, sh'ne'emar, Adonai hafetz, emaan tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir.